I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1106. You are never more like Jesus. My friend John sent me a link to a Rick Warren video. Now, he was being interviewed by Carrie Newmoff, and the topic was finishing well. Rick Warren has been the founding pastor and lead pastor of Saddleback Church for 42 years, and he's now moved on to another venture that God's calling him into. Now, anybody who's been in ministry in one place for 42 years has a lot to teach us all. The video starts off with a tour of his library. It's mammoth. Rick is a voracious reader. He said for years he read a book every day. His mom was a librarian, so he had some history of books. In the hidden library behind the secret panel, he had other things too, like Charles Spurgeon's music stand, a coin from the Romans 2,000 years ago, and Billy Graham's hat. But what stood out to me the most in the 1 hour and 45 minute interview was when he talked about when we're most like Jesus. The podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. You know, if we're going to love well, Jesus is the example. He's the one who taught us what love looks like. In 42 years of very public ministry, pastoring a church of 30,000 people with several campuses and its staff of over 500, you can imagine that Rick had his critics over the years. But this is what he said. You have to ignore the jeers and the cheers. You can't believe your own press reports, and you can't please everyone. You have to come to terms with the fact that every single second of every single day, there are people who are disappointed in you. And I'm most like Jesus when I refuse to retaliate. Jesus said, love your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely. What other people think of me is none of my business, he said. I am most like Jesus when I bless those who are cursing me. Behind every angry person is a hurt person. Don't ask what's wrong with you. Ask, what's happened to you? Tell me your story. The interview was an hour and three quarters long, and it covered all kinds of different topics. But those are some of the parts where the Spirit nudged me to pay attention. I think Rick's words were informed by several passages of Scripture, including Luke 6:28-30, where Jesus said, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If one strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from no one take away your goods to demand them back. Matthew Henry writes, loving our enemies or people who are against us means seeking their good. It means restraining our feelings of resentment or wishing them ill. It is getting rid of that desire in our hearts to return evil for evil. You know, others would agree with what Rick said. James Bryan Smith, the author of The Good and Beautiful Life, wrote, when we hate our enemies, we betray the God who loves his enemies. Conversely, when we pray for and bless those who curse us, we align ourselves with God and his kingdom, and we are doing what Jesus did. Okay, but how do we do this? As you practice unconditional love, Ray Pritchard of Keep Believing Ministry suggests 7 ways to bless your enemies. Here they are. 1, greet them. Part of our loving our enemies is to greet them graciously when you see them. 2, disarm them. That's what you do when you turn the other cheek and go the extra mile. 3, do good to them. Doing good means that you do what will produce their healing despite the way they've treated you. 4, refuse to speak evil of them. Refuse to think evil thoughts or to speak evil words against people who have wronged you. 5, thank God for them. Maybe take a picture of your enemy, frame it, place it where you can see it, and thank God for your enemy every time you look at the picture. 6, pray for them. Say something like, Lord, I dislike this person, but I ask you to love this person through me because I can't do it in my own power. And 7, just ask God to bless them. Here's the great question. When have you been most like that? Most like Jesus? Let's pray this prayer from prayerandpossibilities.com. Heavenly Father, help me to be strong when others attack. Instead of responding in anger, remind me to pray for my enemies, to pray for your blessing and peace over them and their hurting hearts. For evil spills out of a hurting heart and a heart that is distant from you, Lord. Keep me close, Lord. Help me to only say kind words and to pray your blessings over everyone, even those who speak unkindly to me. Help me to never repay evil with evil, but to always turn from evil and do good. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1107. And in the meantime, I'm thankful for the long and fruitful life of Rick Warren, and I wish him well in the next stage of his life. I'm thankful for his desire to be like Jesus. May God help us to bless those who curse us, because when we do, we're never more like Jesus.